Welcome back to Internet Anonymous, everybody, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. I'm happy to see you, and I hope you're happy to see me. If you're a reoccurring listener, thank you so much for joining again this week. If you're new, hi! We're happy to have you, and I hope you'll stick around, because sometimes it gets a little crazy here, and it's a lot of fun. Guys, I planned something today. Oh my god, someone be proud of me. I'm so excited. I actually genuinely have two things planned today, which, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. So we're just gonna jump right into it because I don't really wanna putz around and waste any time. Oh my god, my mom used to say putz around all the time. That's, I sounded like my mom for a second. Great. Anyway, so when I was born, I was deemed a Gemini. You know, like the zodiac sign, right? Years and years later, come to find out, yo, they switched my zodiac sign. Apparently I'm a Cancer? Like, what is that? Hold on, I'm gonna put the mic on my chest real quick because I wanna be able to search this and read this. So I pulled up, I was like, zodiac sign changes, and apparently the zodiac signs change every 30 years. So I could go back to being a Gemini at some point. But I have an article here. Let me pull it up. Just gonna pull it up real quick. Just gonna, you know, add to the fire. I have it pulled up, but like I need to fully pull it up. And it's on womenshealthmagazine.com. So it's, you know, this may or may not be legit. I'm not freaking sure. It says, can your zodiac sign change? Here's what astrologists say. And I will read you the article because clearly you can not read it right now because okay. Anyway, it says, while you might be tempted to add changing zodiac sign to the list of reasons why you're dreading the big 3-0, which I think they're talking about age 30 here. I'm not entirely sure. I'm only 24. I wouldn't know. Which, by the way, you shouldn't. You're about to be flirty and thriving. Oh yeah, definitely talking about age 30. Anyway, it's not that simple. The year your progressed sun sign changes depends on the exact day you were born because, well, what doesn't in astrology? Basically, if you were born during the first few days in your sign, example, March 21st to 23rd for Aries, your sun would not change signs until you were almost 30. But if you were born at the end of the sign, your sun would change signs when you were very young. That means if you were born April 18th to 19th, your sign would move from Aries to Taurus in early childhood. Which would explain why I moved from Gemini to Cancer, because I was born June 21st. I'm a first day of summer baby. And then it goes on to say, and might explain some temper tantrums you had as a toddler. Just saying. Which, honestly, it's... correlation is not causation. To all my psychology friends out there, you know. Correlation is not causation. And obviously, I don't know if zodiac signs really truly affect our moods and our behaviors and such, but I do find an interest in them, and I do enjoy reading about them, and I do enjoy reading my horoscope, because sometimes, actually a good chunk of the time, it does line up. And it's so interesting to me. Let's see, where did I leave off? I freaking lost my place because I'm terribly distracted all the time. If you want to find out exactly when and which signs you'll feel a perspective shift, you can easily find out where you are in your progress chart online. Oh, that's a link. Okay, never mind. What happens when your zodiac sign changes? Oh, shit! Yo, I gotta read this. Oh, shit, bitch. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Anybody else miss Jenna Marbles? I do. Jenna, if you're watching, listening, if you ever, I don't know if you would, this... Anyway, please come back. I love you, and I hope you're healing, and I hope everything is fine. But I miss you, and I miss your humor, and I miss your crazy videos every week, and I miss how I saw parts of myself in you. Anyway, tangent over. Here we go. What happens when your zodiac sign changes? Buckle up, folks, because shit starts to go down when you're in the 29th degree of your sun sign. I have no idea what that means. There are a lot of changes. Your values, your focus, your core self is somewhat manifested in a different way for you. Am I in my 29th degree? I've had a lot of changes this year, especially my viewpoints of things. It becomes really apparent around the last degree of 29 and the first degree of the new sign. It will just be getting deeper and deeper. I don't know what I'm in. I'm only 24. I don't know if this means age or what. That said, don't expect to become a new person overnight. When a planet changes signs, it takes a new energy. It does not change the core of who you are, but it gives you new eyes to see the world. Oh, I've definitely got that. You get to experience yourself in new ways. It gives you greater understanding of others and more opportunities to express yourself. That's so what I'm going through like right now. Guys, it's literally me. Okay, I shouldn't say it in that whiny tone because I'm like actually not joking. That's pretty much what I've been going through this whole summer. That there's been a lot of changes in my life this summer, but you know, whatever. In other words, it's the astrological equivalent of a Transformation Tuesday. Oh, it's this hashtag Transformation Tuesday. My bad. You've been making these gradual changes in your values and ideas over time. Then, once you get to a point of moving signs, something happens in our outer world that triggers it, and then all of a sudden, there's a big change there. Plus, you have two zodiac signs. Means two ice cream flavors are perfect for you. So that's why I'm a Gemini and a Cancer. Oh my God. Okay, cool. Okay. How should you prepare for a zodiac sign change? Ooh. Guys, I'm really loving this article, actually. I freaking love this. Short answer, embrace it. Long answer. When your progressed sun has entered a new sign, you are being called to embody the positive traits of that sign in order to remain centered and happy. If you listen, life can open up in a completely new direction. If you miss the proverbial, don't know why I can say that word, boat, you may find yourself feeling lost. Of course, letting go of something you've held near and dear to your heart for so long can be hard, no matter what Marie Kondo would have you believe. But the sooner you do, the better off you'll be. If you are strong and stubborn, the adjustment will take you longer because I can't read that. Okay, hold on, wait. I don't know why I made those noises. If you're strong and stubborn, the adjustment will take you longer because you don't give up on what you believe and is truly easy. Explains Joyce. Again, reading an article, so I'm trying to skip over those kind of parts, but you know, because I don't know. When you're on the right path, that's wonderful, but if you're doing things that impede or hurt you, you're in trouble. Often, the thing you are holding on to is what helped you survive as a child. Now, however, it's holding you back. Does that mean you should ditch your natal chart for a newer model? No. Both charts are important. I don't know what a natal chart is, y'all. I really don't. Both charts are important and work well together. In fact, she adds, your natal chart still reigns supreme because it's a blueprint of your potential. But emphasis on potential. It is up to you to make it work. What is natal chart? This is the first time she said natal chart through the whole article. It says, by the way, that's exactly why most astrologers use both charts. Oh wait, is there two different types of zodiac charts? Oh wait, maybe star chart and sun chart. I don't know. I don't know anything about this, guys. I am an unreliable source. Do not source me. Do not quote me. The chart is a living entity. Oh, that's different. It is always moving and evolving, and that's what helps you learn and grow. See, if you know, I really just like this stuff. I like it a lot. How many times can your zodiac change in your life? What?
Ooh, you know what I want to look up? I want to look up what a star sign rising means, because I never understood that, and I need to know. Calculate your rising sign. Okay, cool. We're gonna do this, guys, because I am very curious. If you're a Gemini like me and you have a very interesting birthday like myself, then this might also be something that interests you. If not, I appreciate you listening and just letting me go on about this. It's a lot of fun for me, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Okay, so I'm on this website. It's astrosofa.com /horoscope/ascendant. And AstroSofa is spelled AstroSofa.com. And it's field marked with an asterisk are required. So I gotta put in my birthday. It's June 21st. And you guys know I'm 24, so we're gonna go with 1996. Time of birth. Guys, I was born at 5:30 p.m. Which explains why I'm a night owl. Does it actually? I don't know, but we're gonna say it does because, yeah. Place of birth. We're gonna keep that one quiet because I'm pretty sure that's a security question. I love how it says village. It says place of birth. Were you born in a village? 200 years ago, sure. Come on, my computer, no, not, my computer is, constantly mad at me, just constantly pissed off at me, and the worst part about my day is trying to navigate through it when it's angry at me all the time. I'm planning on getting a new laptop eventually. Oh my god, it says I'm a Scorpio ascendant. I don't know what that means. Okay, wait a minute. Guys, if you know anything about me, you know that I have bad track records with Scorpios. Scorpios and Capricorns, I do not get along with. Aries, love you guys. Love you. Scorpios and Capricorns, not much. It wants to tell me that I'm... Oh my god, there's four things here. Okay, so we're gonna read. We're gonna start with a Scorpio ascendant. Then it also says zodiac sign is a Cancer, but it starts with June 22nd, which I put in June 21st, which I'm a Gemini, but whatever. The moon in Virgo and personality report. Ooh, I gotta read this shit. All right, we're starting with Scorpio ascendant. I'm excited. Guys, we're not even to the second topic yet. Oh man, I'm so excited. Okay. It's a Scorpio ascendant, great passion, idealistic, and helpful. Oh, okay, that is me. That is so me. All right, let's get to reading. People with Scorpio ascendant can develop a great passion, no matter whether for a new hobby, a new love, or a life goal, which I have done. Once their enthusiasm is aroused, nothing stops them from fulfilling their dreams and ideas. Scorpio ascendant people show remarkable consistency and persistence. Oh my god. Guys, you ever just read something and go, holy shit, that's so me. But like not in like the like Facebook girl kind of way, but like legitimately you're like, oh my god. But like if you talk about it, people are going to be like, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. I'm just excited. Leave me alone. Anyway, let me continue. They are reluctant to deviate from their original idea and do not want to hear, let alone follow, advice from their fellow human beings. Oh my god, it's me. Their actions can sometimes be grim and compulsive. They want to achieve and desire results with all their might. They then put their own needs back to dictate themselves entirely. They then put their own needs back to dictate themselves entirely to the success of their company. Jesus, why was that sentence so hard? Anyway, Scorpio ascendant people are very idealistic and perfectionist. The implement implementation of their plans is therefore usually more complicated. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a perfectionist, but I'm definitely on my way. Okay. Their demands on themselves and others can be very high, and often they cannot meet them. And if they do not work as they imagine, their euphoric enthusiasm can result in a blaming and inability to follow fellow human beings or in self-doubt.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I feel attacked, actually, that's so accurate. They're aware of their shortcomings and punish themselves. They are never good enough for them, and everything could have been better. Oh my god.
I don't want to say that's me, but guys, that's so me. I love looking at this shit.
Professionally, Scorpio ascendants are often at ease in the field of research. They like to get to the bottom of things and have a feel for more profound truths. In love, Scorpio ascendant people know and who what and who they want. They are capable of a deep, passionate feeling for their partner. Loyalty and reliability are essential to them.
Yo. Guys. I feel attacked. Let me just Jesus Christ. All right, we're gonna keep going here.
The descendant to the Scorpio ascendant is a Taurus. In their lives, people with Scorpio ascendant will learn to approach their projects with more patience and inner peace. If they fail, they become more relaxed, can deal better with things, and will generally get more of a positive outlook. That is dead on. Dead on. Guys, I'm not saying
that this all is true. I'm not saying this is all the most accurate thing I've ever had, because it's not. But, let's be real here. I call him as I see him. I'm pretty happy with this so far.
Okay. Strengths of a Scorpio ascendant. They are helpful, reliable, hardworking, calm, superior, dynamic, agile, humorous, intelligent, friendly, discreet, skillful, ingenious, classy.
Ooh, you know your girl loves to be classy. But I also burp a lot, so get over it. I don't know how to pronounce that word. I think it's ascetic?
It's not eccentric, I can tell you that. I'll spell it for you in case anybody knows this. And if you know what it is, tweet me the phonetic spelling of it so I can pronounce it. A-S-C-E-T-I-C. I might just put that in Google. I'll have Google read it to me. Anyway, passionate, determined, enthusiastic, and persistent. Ooh, girl, you know me. Weaknesses of a Scorpio. They tend to be unstoppable. I wouldn't call that a weakness. Wrong, selfish, arrogant, bossy, jealous, toxic, underhanded, quarrelsome, nagging, intolerant, insensitive, compulsive, perfectionist, and pessimistic. excuse me? That's incorrect. I'm none of those. I'd just like to say that. I am going to put this word into Google right now so I can hear what it sounds like. Because I am actually concerned. I need to know, and I feel like an idiot as an adult not being able to pronounce a vocabulary word. All right. Oh, you're right next to the mic. Hold on. There we go.
Ascetic.
What is okay? Ascetic, characterized by or suggesting the practice of severe self-discipline and abstination from all forms of indulgence, typically for religious reasons.
That ain't me. That ain't it, sis. I'm gonna have to disagree with that.
Alright. So this is Scorpio ascendant. Alright, so we're going to over now, we're gonna go to the zodiac sign Cancer, which is what it's telling me I am, even though I'm a Gemini. Okay. Zodiac sign Cancer. Cancers are maternal and versatile, affectionate and lovable. Guys, I would definitely use the word versatile to describe myself, so I can already say that I'm here, okay? Since Cancers are under the moon, they are easily excitable. I almost said expendable. They are easily excitable, impatient, and often change their views. Cancers often suffer from a lack of independence. The reason why a strong need for learning, leaning towards the good as well as the evil, emerges. They can be stubborn and do not like subordination. They are very interested in the past and are very prone to dreaming and anticipating because of their sensitive disposition. Shit. I feel attacked. I really do. But I am a Gemini through and through. Don't even fight me on it. Oh, I'm just gonna X out of this ad that just popped up. What the fuck? Okay. Here's this thing about these bootleg sites. You always get all these random ads all over on the sites and shit, right? I wouldn't call this a bootleg site, but it's definitely like an app, but a website. Do all apps have websites? Do all websites have apps? Just curious. Random thought. Anyway, back to this article. They love an elaborate life and abundance and also like to judge their environment at first from appearance. Since they have a lot of imagination and strange ideas, they also liked real adventures. At times they are suspicious and cautious, but then they turn again to exuberant joy. As fast as anger can flare up, so soon it will disappear. They are quickly reconciled, can be diplomatic and smart. Okay, so that is like, I would have to say that is like super true, actually, because there are a lot of times where like I want to hold grudges against people, but I just can't. Like, it says as fast as anger can flare up, so soon it will disappear. So like, to me that says like, oh, you really pissed me off, but you want to go get lunch? That's literally me. Like, I don't know how else to go about that one. On the one hand, they show a penchant for wandering life. On the other hand, they love home life and family. Oh my god, that's so me. They take real care. Humans with this zodiac sign have a soft mind and possess high tolerance and good nature. They are talented in many areas, have a quick grasp and philosophical skills. Oh, that's me. Guys, that's me. I love it. Cancers appear sensitive, soft, and cuddly at first, but they are by no means easy to handle. Girl, I know I've been dealing with myself for 24 years. Jesus. Cancers have a strong ambition and a strong will and zeal and diligence. What is zeal? Z-E-A-L. I'm gonna have to look it up. Cancers need some support. In this case, then they can work, keep household, and save as hard as anyone. Yo, I ain't keeping no damn household. I'm sorry, but like, I'm gonna be a single Pringle for a long ass time. I have no plans to keep no damn household. You can keep it over there. That's what you can do. I don't want it. Oh, why did it open a completely new... Whatever. What is this?
Zeal.
Great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or objective. Yeah, I can say that. That's pretty solid on my part. Mm-hmm, for sure. Alright. Moon in Virgo. Let's see. The people born in the moon sign Virgo are extremely reason-oriented. Jenna, are you listening? I don't know if this is part of who I am, though. I don't know if I'm... Okay. The people born under the moon sign Virgo are extremely reason-oriented. They prefer to listen to their heads and not their hearts. This ain't me. This ain't me, sis. Because they initially distrust their feelings. They only make decisions after a thorough review of all aspects, be it within the profession or in love. Yeah, it's so not me. I am an impulsive person through and through. Aries people, where you at? I resonate with you. Although I am a Gemini, you know. I'm not a rescue, but whatever. If you understand why I just said that, please... Please love me. Please just love me.
People born under the moon sign Virgo rarely have spontaneous outbursts of emotion. They appear very calm and balanced on their environment. They rarely go out of their way to do something crazy. Not me. Not me at all. I don't even know if I want to finish this part because there's not a lot here. They feel particularly comfortable when everything goes according to plan. Enjoy life when everything runs smoothly and answers all open questions. They're happy to make themselves useful for society and are characterized by their willingness to help. In love, it is sometimes not easy for them. They find it difficult to express their feelings and only open when their partner has gained their trust. As with other aspects of life, they also tend to analyze everything very carefully. So romance and spontaneity, interesting, sometimes fall by the wayside. Those born the moon sign Virgo can manage a household very well. Due to their systematic thinking, they can process work well, they're like order and, oh, click here, no thanks. Okay, so what I'm going to take away from that is that I'm not a Virgo. I don't have anything, I am actually the full on polar opposite. There is no similarities between me and a Virgo whatsoever. I think the only thing, I'm just gonna contradict myself right here. I think the only thing that I would say is somewhat Virgo-like of me is the fact that I don't open up my feelings to people. I like to keep things bottled up and keep them to myself. Even on the vlog, even on this podcast, like, y'all really don't see my full emotions as they could be. Quick note real quick. So again, at my parents' house, if y'all hear anything such as dogs and or loud noises, let me know. Don't let me know, but, you know. Okay, so there's a personality report, but they want me to pay $14.95. So, like, I'm just gonna read you the little quick spurt of stuff they give me. It says, the personality report is our classic must-have astrology. It's not even of me. It's just an advertisement. Okay. Well, we read the first three parts of that. So that's the big stuff that mattered. I don't know why it wants me to be a Scorpio ascendant, but didn't I like go through and just read the whole thing and like I was like, "Oh my god, it's so me." I totally did. So I was just curious because I want to know if anybody else's star sign has changed over the years. Obviously, the thing says it changes, like, roughly every 30 years. So, like, who's changed to what? And I'm assuming, like, it's a very close change. What's your rising star? So I am a Gemini, but I'm a Scorpio rising. I guess that's how I would word that. Ooh, you know what? Lord help the person that decides to be with my ass. Point blank, like, y'all, listen. I said this a little bit ago, I'm gonna say it again. I ain't getting married for a long time. For a very long time. Like, maybe, like, 10 years. Okay? And people all the time are like, well, you never know what's gonna happen. Oh, no, I know. I'm purposely making it that long. Like, I am perfectly fine with getting married at 34, 35 years old. You know, I'm not even sure if I really want children. I don't know what the hell's going on with my life, I'll tell you that. And, but, you know, I do think of, like, when I think of one day when I get married, I do think that I might have, like, one of those relationships that goes for, like, 10 years. Like a Roman and Brittany Atwood kind of thing. That'd be kind of cute. But also, like, I don't know. I'm young. I have time. I have a career I'm trying to get off the ground. I have things I want to do. Just dating is just not my thing. Plus, like, my job is so... Oh, I'm sorry. It's still a hobby right now. But it's so, like, up in the air, and I never know where I'm going to be, like... And I want to be a well-traveled adult. Like,
I don't want to fit that average mold of, oh, get married, settle down, have a kid, be a housewife for the next 60 years. No thanks. I'm good. I think I'm going to travel and have fun and try new foods, meet lots of new people, you know, obviously when the pandemic's over. You know, like, I don't want to just settle down. If you asked me 3 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking getting married right now. But guys, that's just not what I want anymore. And you know, that's fine to change. It's okay to have change. It's okay to self-reflect and understand of what you want. That's like amazing, actually. All right, so we're at 30 minutes right now, and I have a part two of this. So this podcast is going to be longer than 30 minutes. Heck yeah! What's that? I hear a ukulele. Do you hear the ukulele? I hear it. So I thought of something really fun that I could try, and that would be writing jingles for random things that are directly in front of me. This is going to be weird because you're going to hear about how much of a mess my table is at the moment. The first thing I'm going to start with is a coffee pot. Oh, coffee, you keep me energized. I feel like Phoebe, because I can't sing. Coffee. Guys, I'm not a singer. I also only know 4 notes on my ukulele, so this is going to be more interesting. Mr. Bamboo, listen, you don't have a name yet, but that's okay. I swear to God, if somebody walks in this room while I'm recording this, okay, the door's locked, so it's not like they can. But I'm sorry, guys, I keep hearing, like, people walk around outside the door, and I'm like, please don't come in here while I'm recording. Don't freaking do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, dear. Don't. Just don't do it. Hi, it's me, Barbie. Don't come in my fucking room. Thanks. Bye. Anyway, let's see, what else can I do? Well, Mr. Bamboo, please, you don't have a name yet. I don't know how to play and I don't know how to sing yet. I have a list of names here that we could choose from. How am I supposed to strum? I'm pretty sure that songs don't need a rhyme, but here we go, it's just a jingle of my time. Mr. Bamboo Plant, what is your name? Should I call you Jimbo? Should I call you not lame? Oh, Mr. Bamboo Plant, what is your name? Is it Pifa? Is it Bamboo? Is it Livy? Is it Steve? Is it Wop? Is it James? Is it Bo? Is it Bamboo BQ? Is it fucking Bamboo? Is it Bamboos? Is it Leroy? Is it Bam Bam? Oh shit, that wasn't even a note. Guys, I'm actually a spaz. Okay, I'm 5. So I have these little coasters. They are filled with profanities. There's 6 of them. With all different phrases. Please don't stain my table, douchebag. Please be considerate, you bitch. Don't fuck up the table, please. And there's only 6 of them, and there's 2 of each. One of these days I'm gonna learn how to play the ukulele really well, and then it's over for you bitches. I'ma come for you now. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. My fingers stuck. Okay, Let's see. This is a note, I think. Oh, can we do smoke on water? I don't know. It's been a while. Oh, wait. My dad taught me that on the guitar when I was a wee child, and it's the only thing I've really remembered since. Excuse me, I just burped. That was probably disgusting. RIP your headphones. I'm sorry. Also, I'm exhausted and trying to play the ukulele, speak, and be a personality while you're exhausted is exhausting. Ooh! If you guys follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram, you know I have a sign in my room that says, "What the fuck is going on? Hashtag 2020. But I couldn't find the hashtag, so it just says 2020 at the bottom. Here's a little ditty about that. How when I started trying to sing while I was playing, I lost where I was. Yeah, my brain doesn't know how to do two things at once. It's a thing we're working on, I promise. My backpack is in the corner. It's staring me down. I know I have some things to read, but I'd rather get out of town. I'm a Gemini that's a Scorpio rising. I like smooth jazz because I think the saxophone is sexy. I think it's beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. It sounded kind of pretty in my head. What else can we write a jingle about? Oh, there are my glasses. Glasses help you see. That's good. I have no idea what I'm doing as per usual. As it normally is every single day of the week. Every single thing that I do. I wanted to talk to you guys real quick. Okay, so I'm considering doing Twitch streams. For the first couple, I was considering doing me learning how to play the ukulele properly. There's one that I want to do, me learning how to speak French and Japanese, because those are two languages that I'm working on learning right now. And just kind of just like a hangout stream. Like I wanna be able to interact with you guys more. And you know, I wanna be able to like hear your feedback and see your feedback while I'm, you know, being creative, being So yeah, let me know what you guys think. So let me know if you think doing a Twitch stream would be a good idea. You don't have to pay to use Twitch. You can just simply make an account and watch. You'll get notifications when I go live, and that's about it. There are perks, like if you can pay for certain things, and there are perks for it, but you don't have to pay for anything. It's totally free. I use Twitch to watch Damien Haas. I use Twitch to watch Smosh and Atomic Mari and Wes IRL. Can you guys tell that I have a Smosh problem? I love Smosh people. They're great. Although Mari is no longer with Smosh, and that was really sad. But it's okay. It's because she is moving on to bigger and better things and doing her own thing. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about that. I wanted to see your opinion on it. I know on my Twitter, I talked about, maybe doing an Among Us stream one of these days, maybe get some gaming in there. Not really sure how that's gonna go, because I don't know anything on the tech side, but we're gonna figure it out as we go. Guys, this is all about learning here with me, okay? Nothing I ever do will be 100%. I know what I'm doing. I'm never going to claim anything to be 100% because your girl knows that learning is very important, and that's really all I do because I don't remember anything after I learn it. Considering the fact that I'm not a singer and I can only play a few notes on the ukulele, I think we're gonna stop writing jingles for things just because I don't know what else to write jingles for. My brain is very tired, so it's slowly saying, no, we're stopping. So that's about 40 minutes. I think this might be the longest one we've done. I think I may have done a 45-minute one, actually, at some point. I really enjoy doing this podcast. It makes me feel good, and I hope it makes you guys feel good, too. If you want updates about when I post the podcast, be sure to follow my Twitters. I have my regular Twitter, and I have the Internet Anonymous Productions Twitter, which on both Twitters you will get updates on the podcast, you will get updates on videos, everything like that. My Instagram as well, but you won't get updates on my Instagram about when I'm posting. You'll just see that things are posted at that point. There is 2 YouTube channels that you can go ahead and see more of me on. I have Anonymous Productions, and we also have Megan Emily Vlogs. If you forgot already, that's okay. My name is Megan Emily. And as always, I am your Internet Anonymous hostess with the mostest. And I am always here for your encouragement, for your empathy, for your allied force. This is a safe place, and we're here to just be our dorky selves and really embrace who we are. And that's why my podcasts seem a little scattered and all over the place, but it's because we are. But that's okay. We love scattered. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. You guys are beautiful, and I will see you next time. Bye.